6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
We have a very special guest. Please welcome back, I think for the first time, comedian and Jackass's very own Zackass.
Oh yeah!
Thanks for coming, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I've been wanting to get you for a minute, huh?
Yeah, dude. And
you know what's crazy is shout out to Vinny too. Shout out to Vinny.
Yeah, shout out Vinny.
We still haven't done our haunted house.
Vlog thing. Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah.
Totally down. I'm like starting to actually do that like now, like really soon.
Yeah, do you have all the
like the gear and
the
stuff?
The gear, yeah, like yeah. The EVP shit stuff.
Yeah, so I had gear and now I just ordered new gear.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's like we're going to have a spirit box thing which is like
Is that real? Is that fake or is that real?
It's like I don't know, it's up for like I don't know. Like people use them.
Yeah.
I think EVP is I'm like I believe in it all, honestly.
I do, too. Do you remember Art Bell? Remember Art Bell, Ghost to Ghost?
The
radio host guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I fall asleep. I've been falling asleep to that. It's like 3 hours of ghost stories. People call in.
Dude, that actually sounds like a good thing to fall asleep to.
Yeah, but he has one, Art Bell. If you look up Art Bell EVP, where they go to like mausoleums and stuff, like some real.
I think like scary EVP ones. Is like more like concrete and being like okay, this I think I trust that a little bit more than I trust like the ones that play like random radio things to you.
No, I want
to
hear spirit voices. Like if you hear a woman's voice or a kid's voice, you're like, okay, they can't fake that.
That's like literally just some EVP signal. Like that's like some real shit.
You excited for the Exorcist Believer movie?
Have you
seen the trailer?
Yeah, I've seen it a lot. I go to the movies all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I go into like the theater a lot. Like I love seeing like anything in the theater.
Yeah, did you see Talk to Me?
Yeah, Talk to Me is amazing, dude. Those guys killed it.
Dude, that's probably my favorite movie of this year. I mean, as far as horror genre.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It kind of scared me.
That scared the shit out of me. And like there's multiple times where like I look like when he's like getting his when he's smashing his head on stuff. Like, different, like, violent things like that. Like,
oh, when Riley was doing that?
Yeah, when he was, like, different, like, especially with the eye stuff.
That scared me, too.
I could barely watch that part. Dude.
Yeah,
I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah, my girl had to turn away, too.
Dude, but,
that
like...
That kind of reminded me of Hereditary. Do you remember that scene in the classroom with Hereditary?
Yeah.
When Paimon was taking over the kid's body? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's so... Definitely check out Talk to Me.
Yeah,
Are you skeptical? Are you skeptical a little bit? Because The Exorcist is such a...
Yeah, I am like
it's so historical.
I'm like a little skeptical about it, but like once I heard like the classic like music in there, you know,
I was like,
oh my god, that brought me back to a place where I was like, dude,
that nostalgia,
the nostalgia factor was very high for me.
And then the mother's in it, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
And I like that part where the white girl's like, are you looking for Reagan?
Yeah,
and then it's like, oh, they're bringing the past back into like this series. Do you think it's interesting that two girls are getting possessed instead of usually just see one possession?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it is interesting. I mean, I think like all like they had to like, I don't know. I think it's going to be a good take on it. Like, I think it'll be solid. You know?
Yeah,
I don't think it'll be bad.
Have you seen The Pope's Exorcist?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I bought it. It was on sale.
Yeah.
It was kind of a...
Not good.
Yeah, it was kind of a pooper. Yeah. But
when did that come out?
That was in theaters a couple months ago, but it's okay. I got it on iTunes. Like I, because I'm so frugal, I like wait for stuff to go on sale on iTunes for the $4.99 mm-hmm. bin, and then I just buy stuff. Like I just bought what did I buy? I bought Alien Covenant.
Yeah,
like last night for $4.99. Yeah. And I saw that, but I'm like, oh, I should have seen, because I didn't know it was the thing, like Prometheus, and then you had to watch Prometheus first, and then you watched, just because I was confused of the story.
Yeah, I haven't seen all of the Alien movies.
Which ones have you seen, Alien? You've seen like, the original.
Yeah, I've seen the original.
You've seen Aliens. Aliens.
Yeah. What was the one where they're like, oh my God. I randomly watched.
Where Bill Paxton's. Yeah. Yeah, that one, I love that one, where Paxton's in it. What about the one with Winona Ryder?
Yeah, no, I've seen that.
That's three. Is that three?
I might have seen. Well, I might have actually seen old.
Yeah, and then there's Alien Resurrection. Yeah. Dude, and then I just met Steve-O for like I didn't really know the guy, but he just did Scissor Bros. So and I was expecting more. He's kind of like. I was expecting something different from him. He's like a serious, kind of serious.
Oh, yeah. He's like very serious.
Yeah,
he's
like I was expecting the zany guy.
Yeah. But he's a very serious jokester.
Yeah, he was like being very like calm and like direct. And
A lot of he's definitely like way calmer than most people.
No, I dug it. I dug it. Yeah. What's the history with, I know you've been asked this like 100 times, but. How did you even like link up with Steve-O personally? Like,
okay, so Steve-O personally, that was like before all the Jackass stuff. I had a bunch of viral videos online
On YouTube,
on like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok wasn't a thing yet. Just like all the like social medias, Facebook, like everything. And I had like viral video after viral video, and then I did this one with a bunch of firecrackers.
What, Bobcat like, firecrackers?
Like the rolls of firecrackers?
On your body.
Yeah, I ducked
them. Dude, I got to give you a pound. You get gnarly, bro. People don't know. You do get gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pretty much made like a suicide vest, sort of, and like out of them.
Wait,
and,
was it crisscross applesauce?
Yeah, it was.
So it was a real crisscross
applesauce. Yeah, you have to. I made like a suicide vest with it.
Yeah.
And like lit them, and I duct taped it to my body, though, so it was like. Fully on me, but I had firecrackers go off on me before, but not like the strips, like the big rolls of them. So when I taped, though, I didn't think about it, but I taped the fuse to me, so the fuse was going off all around my body, just like on my skin, like directly on my skin.
So were you getting that was third degree had, burns like, all over your
second
body
and third degree burns,
second and third like, degree burns like, all everywhere. Over your body,
yeah, like everywhere. And I did it in the winter in Indiana, so I was like all burnt, and the first thing I thought that would be good was to jump into the snow. And worst idea ever.
Why? What happened there?
It instantly, the cold made it like 10 times worse.
Are you scarred from that? Do you have scars?
You can't really tell. Yeah. Like much anymore, but like.
Dude.
If I get sunburned.
Here's your Red Bull, dude. Come on, hit it. Hey, cheers, man. Cheers.
Hell yeah.
We're all good. We're still alive and kicking. Yeah. But,
If I get sunburned, you can, it like pops back up, like where it was at.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the gnarliest thing? Because I saw something, you skateboarding into like cactus thorns.
Yeah,
spikes.
So that was when the spikes
were sticking into your skin.
Yeah, that's when I first actually met Steve-O. So after I did the firecracker video, he reshared it on Instagram, and I was wearing this clothing brand that he was like working with.
Mm-hmm.
So he hit them up and was like, hey, I want to, like, meet this guy. And he saw all the other crazy stuff I've been
doing. Yeah.
And Steve-O flies me out, and I'm going to make this video with him. I didn't know what we were going to film, though.
Yeah.
I get off the plane, and I have a text saying, like, oh, what do you think about cacti? And I was like, I've never been in one. He's like, well, do you want to jump into one? And I was like, okay. Thinking it was going to be this little cactus thing.
Steve-O was asking you that?
Yeah, and I was just
so
like,
that was your, it was kind of like an audition or...
Kind of, yeah. And like, it was just seeing like how gnarly I was going to get.
Yeah.
And I get there, and it's this giant cactus patch. Like, it's enormous.
Yeah, it's like a whole...
Yeah.
And then did that bring fear into you?
Oh yeah, it was scary. Like I definitely get scared before I do stuff. And
I'm glad you disclosed that because maybe people. I mean, because I was thinking, what's your, the psychology?
I get scared before I do it, but then like after.
Yeah.
Once you do something and you're not like pretty, as long as you don't die. Yeah. Know? Or, like, it's not as bad as you would think. You get this, like, awesome feeling of, like, oh, my gosh, like, I just did that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then that, like, is, like, a good feeling that, like, I feel like a lot of people chase that, you know?
Right, 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 right. Is it, do you get a rush? Like, yeah, like that's, you know, kind of like, play people, like, video games, and when they get a kill, they get that, the, you know, the rush?
Yeah, it's pretty much like a, it's like a rush when you're doing, like, initially when you do it.
Yeah.
And then when, like, once the dopamine, you come out, the dopamine. Once you come out of it.
Yeah.
There's a rush too, and then just, it also just depends on how hurt you are, because you might not feel it like you would.
Yeah.
Like, you might not feel the, like, the I just made it rush if you get really hurt. It might be more like, oh, this fucking sucks.
Yeah. Now, are there stuff that's not, that doesn't physically hurt you, but that might scare you? Like, would you do a Ouija board challenge?
Yeah, I would. That does scare me, though.
I know, because Jeremiah won't do it on Scissor Bros.
So, yeah, the thing is, like, with Ouija boards, I had a really, like, gnarly experience with Ouija boards.
Can you talk about it a little
100%
bit?
100%, I will.
Okay, yeah. Give I'll us some context. Right, what so, year was it and everything?
So, it was, like, I think this was, like, 2003 or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I grew up in a very Christian household.
Me, too. I grew up with Christianity. Yeah. I went to Student Venture, the whole shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I knew, so in my house,
because I see the cross on the side. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, like, the Ouija board stuff, was that was not allowed in my house at all.
Yeah, I don't, like, think in any household like in America would allow that.
Like, none of that kind of shit. And my sister's friend, her family, just, they didn't care. They weren't Christian at all. So they had a Ouija board in their house. And my sister went over there with her friend, and they come back home crying. They're freaking out. They, like, she, like, her friend, like, opened up the Ouija board. Like, when you use a Ouija board, you have to, like, you do, like, I guess it's, like, I haven't actually used one in a while, so I don't remember. But, like, you have to close it out when you're done.
Is that an unspoken rule, maybe?
It's part of the rules on the board, I think.
It says you have to put it back in the packaging?
Well, you have to, like, do this thing to, like, close it out. So it, like closes whatever, like...
The spirit gate or something?
Yeah, whatever it is, like, whatever you're talking to.
Oh, it's like, talk to me.
Yeah, yeah, so you have to close it out. Like, yeah, that's, yeah, like, a rule.
Close the door and on it.
There's also, like, other rules about how you're supposed to dispose of a Ouija board if you ever do.
Wait, like they're really?
Yeah, yeah, there's rules to it. So, like, if you were to, like, you're never supposed to burn a Ouija board ever.
I was just going to say, you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to at all.
Why? Because that,
and if you, like,
that
so
seals the gate?
It, like, it opens you up to, like one or two things can happen if you burn a Ouija board. One is supposed to be, like, you're going to hear, like, this loud, like, screeching, like scream.
So that's a real
and
demon,
then,
a demon.
Then, like, you would just die. Like, and really? Then the second thing that could happen is, if you, like, whatever you were talking to will attach yourself, will attach itself to you for the rest of your life.
Really?
And the first thing, when they told me that, I'm like, we have to burn this fucking Ouija board.
So this is going back to the story with the sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Her,
the first thing, so when my sister came back and told me that, my first thing I thought was, like, we need to burn this thing.
Oh,
and
no.
And I go over there, and we get the Ouija board. A couple other neighborhood kids are with me. You know, we bring it back to my house. We have a fire pit in my backyard. We're pouring gas on it. We're pouring lighter fluid on it.
Yeah,
all this
stuff.
Like, so, we weren't even supposed to be lighting stuff on fire in my house, but my family wasn't home. So, like, we're lighting it on fire, and it won't light. This thing will not light. We've been pouring gas on it and everything.
Is it wet or is it snow?
It was like, no, this is a normal, like, summer day.
Oh, dude.
It won't light at all.
Yeah.
And we're all, like, freaking out, like, why isn't it lighting? And finally, it lights, like, after, like, probably, like, half an hour of trying to get it to light.
Yeah.
All the embers form into a face as it's burning.
And no, it just,
I'm not joking. There's other people there. All the embers form into this face.
No,
it just,
man,
sort of looks like a devil, almost, and it just floats away.
No.
And then, like, nothing, like, you know, they didn't close out that Ouija board. So they, whatever they were, like, talking to, supposedly.
Yeah.
Like, well, technically, so I lit it. Like, then, technically, like, because I didn't die, whatever that was would be attached to me. And
like a demon. Like a demon.
Yeah, whatever that is. And then after that happened, like, you know, we didn't really think anything of it at that point. Because I didn't even know about the rules of the Ouija board until later.
I didn't know either. I'm learning from you right
until
now.
Until later in my life. And when that happened, like, so after that is when some different, a couple of different weird instances, like, happened in my, like, different things happened in my house that I would consider, like,
Supernatural,
like, paranormal, like, unexplained.
Go ahead. Can you say a couple?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, like, one of the first things was, I was trying to write this off for like the longest time, but I was like, we had a normal like one level home. It was like maybe like three bedrooms.
This is in Indiana.
Yeah, in Indiana. Yeah. It was like a normal one level home in like just a normal neighborhood, but there was also a basement. And so the shower, there was a, the basement was fully redone, so there's a shower down there too. But the shower upstairs,
I don't know why I'm like trying to defend myself.
Yeah, so the shower
right now, I'm getting super defensive, dude. Like
the shower upstairs is like, so that's like the main like shower I'd use. I go to, so anytime like I was showering, like I don't know when this exactly started happening, but it happened a couple times.
Mm.
As I'm taking a shower, it felt like someone put their hand on my back. And it was one of the scariest things. It scared
like
it.
You really felt it.
I really felt like someone. It wasn't just like I felt like a shift of wind.
Was it a cold hand?
It was just like I could feel something like touching my back.
Well, do it to me right now. Like,
yeah, it was like felt. It was just like.
Oh, dude. Okay.
Yeah, it was so scary. Yeah. It was so scary,
especially in the shower. Because you're supposed to. That's like the safe
you're
place.
Alone, dude. You're alone. Yeah. You think dude. You're there with your thoughts.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude.
And when that happened, like so. Literally, dude. I feel that. Like, that happened a couple times.
Yeah,
and I'm,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
trying to, like, okay.
Wait, that in the shower?
Dude, it scared the shit out of me. Like, so, it scared me. Like, so,
are you sure it wasn't the hot water, man?
Dude, no. Like, so,
No, that wasn't hot water. That was a touch.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because I, like, so I'm, like.
Can you clear that? Do it three times. Just clear. Yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah. Clear. There you go. Clear it out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Clear it out, dude.
So, we're. Yeah. So, anyways, I'm, like, trying to think, like. Is there, like, a window? Like, what is happening? You know, like, what? Like, how is this isn't real? You know, I'm trying to just act like it's not happening. And then one day my sister's taking a shower, mm-hmm. and I hear her scream. Well, she's in the shower, and I was like, what is going on? Like, so I was like, are you okay? She wouldn't tell me what happened. And then another time she's taking a shower, and I hear her scream again. I'm like, seriously, like, what? Why are you screaming? And she's like, it felt like someone put their hand on my back. And I was just like, oh, my
God, dude.
Dude,
can I share something kind of similar to that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm from a place called Poway in San Diego, and I didn't know this, but there is Native history. Mm-hmm. It's derivative from like Pakway or some Indian word. But basically, our house was built on top of a burial ground.
Oh wow!
So, but I didn't know that. In like,
that movie?
Poltergeist. There was a part of a movie that was kind of like Poltergeist. But back then, I had like Bible verses in my room.
Yeah.
I must have been like in middle school, and I remember I like went through like I almost got possessed.
Yeah.
And it was like a, you know, sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
But it was like a legion of like spirits or demons.
Yeah.
And they held me down, and they were like whispering. Oh. In my ear, like, it was like,
oh, my gosh. Dude.
And so this kind of relates to your story as far as, like, it'd be, you know, if it was just me, like, maybe I was tripping.
Yeah.
But it happened to my brother.
Oh,
and
my
his bedroom was clear near the laundry room, the swimming pool.
Yeah.
He had to jump in the swimming pool to get rid of him.
Dude.
He just went, and then,
That's
but going
so
back
scary.
To. Yeah, I know. That's why I want to do some ghost hunting stuff with you.
Yeah, that would be sick.
But what was the second indicator?
Okay,
as far as...
So after I was. Later on, like years later, I started like getting into like. Going in like paranormal investigation when I was younger, and
so I was always
like into that, mm-hmm. and like there's a couple of different, like, nothing really super crazy happened, like more than like us getting trespassing tickets,
right
like,
where would you go into like more like,
so,
like graveyards
and
stuff?
There was like this there's a graveyard, there's a couple of different like websites that would tell you different like possible haunted places in Indiana, and there was like this one where like if you, like where you're, like, counting these steps, like, in a graveyard, like, you'll, like, see something. We didn't really see anything.
Who's we? Just you and your homies?
Yeah, me and my friends.
Yeah.
We would go do this stuff, and then we did this one where it was, like, it was in Illinois. It was, like, one of Al Capone's, like, dumping grounds.
Oh, damn. Some mob killings.
Yeah, so that one was kind of gnarly. It was really scary.
Yeah. And those spirits are unsettled. They're probably mad that, you know, because that was unjust the way they just got shot or something. Yeah.
And then there
was also...
So
would you hear voices?
It was just always, like, we would, like, sometimes we hear stuff. That was really about it. Or like when we take pictures and stuff, there's always like orbs and all those types of things.
Yeah, so you saw that? You seen orbs and stuff?
Yeah, we saw orbs a lot. That was like a lot of stuff. But I didn't really have gear and stuff back then.
Yeah.
So then like if we would have had EVP, I'm pretty sure we would have heard insane shit.
There would have been some mobsters, Italian mobsters. There's
also this one I want to go back to if it's still there. It's an abandoned boys' school.
Oh, for sure, dude.
And, like, yeah, there's stuff in there. It's this, like, Catholic school that got shut down.
Yeah, dude.
For, like undisclosed reasons.
For and, sure.
Like, there's and, like, we would go in there a lot. But this place was very scary where, like, it had, like, this, like, probably, like, mile, like, probably, like, a half mile, like, walkway. Like,
with, with the hallway? Like, well, it was, the like, school
a,
itself?
Just or? A driveway to get up to
it. Oh, that's scary.
Dude, and, like,
Was it a windy road?
Yeah, it was a very windy, like, driveway to get up to it.
Yeah.
And we had to park in, like, some neighborhoods and walk, like, a mile to even get there.
No.
So we wouldn't, like, get arrested for, like,
yeah, trespass. Yeah.
So we would go. But when we get there, like, to that driveway, we would start, like, the first few times, it sounded like it's all grown. All the grass, everything's grown up. No one takes care of this place.
Yeah.
And it sounded like there was, like, a dog, like, running behind us, okay? And, like, you could hear the dog, like, sort of panting, and it sounded like it had, like, this metallic, like, collar, you know, like a metal, like, dog collar, and you just, like, a very, like, you could hear it, like, rattling, and, like, it sounded exactly like that.
It's like, hounds, like dog, the like, hounds from hell.
Like a hellhound, almost.
Yeah, and from, like, from Lost Boys.
So we would hear that, and we always assumed, you know, yeah, someone has a dog, they have a dog on the property or something.
Yeah.
We never looked back. We always just ran.
Oh,
and
God.
It always sounded like it was right behind us. And we always thought we just, like, somehow just got away.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And then, like, probably, like, the third or fourth time we went, like, I looked behind me and there's nothing there.
Really?
Like, at all.
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
Do you think about, when you've done this stuff, do you ever think about, like, the afterlife and what happens after you die?
Like, yeah,
are they stuck on this realm? Or?
Yeah, there's I think there's a couple things.
Where, yeah, go. Like, what's your theories?
There's definitely like a thing where like maybe they are stuck here
and they're on like, a loop because I feel like they're on a loop sort or something. Of a loop. Yeah,
there's also like I've heard a bunch of other people say this where like if something like traumatic or like crazy like happens, you know,
when you die,
like when you die, like it like impacts like just like. The universe and like atoms and like everything and like whatever it is, it's just like permanently like stuck in that energy is just stuck there no matter what.
Have you thought about your like the way you want to die?
Not really. Like I try not to think about it. Honestly,
sorry, it's okay. I didn't mean to go dark. Okay. Yeah.
No, but I mean everyone's gonna die.
Yeah, so but like, I thought about it. Like I think the best way to go is maybe in your sleep or something.
Probably something like that. Like,
so I'm
you know,
sure when you're like,
everything's good. You know, like everything's going well.
Mm-hmm.
At least you like die in like a high note. You know, or like right. every like all thi- like. Like, if you have, like, a feud with somebody, or, like, you guys make up, you know.
Oh, like,
gotta,
oh, right.
Like, everything's good in the world, like, on your end.
You say all your amends.
Yeah, everything's good in your world.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And, like, everything's just good. You
right.
know?
What do you think a good age, like, to die is? Like, maybe in your 80s or something?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just depends. Like, I mean, it would suck to, like, be, like, suffering, too. You
oh,
know?
Like, yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It just depends. And, like, also, like, it's sort of weird. Like, sometimes when people die, like, I feel like sometimes, like, because, so with, like, friends, and I know this is, like, a little bit different, but, like, when you have a friend, like, you have a, like, I think they say you have friends for, like, a couple different reasons. It's, like, friends forever, like, friends for a season, like, friends for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes I think, like, maybe, like, people's lives are, like, just those, like, lessons, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's, like, some people are only meant to be here for, like, a very short period of time.
And just...
But it will be, like, very impactful, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, that. And, like, that is, like, potentially, like, still... Yeah, it would be... Like, everyone wants that person to still be around. But what they did in that short amount of time they had was, like, worthwhile. You know, it was, like, totally worth it.
Like, because Kurt Cobain was kind of young when he died.
Yeah, yeah.
And look at all the great art and music and all the songs he put out. Would you, if you had an, you know what scares me about that is even going back to Talk to Me?
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, spoil it, but it's, like, that scares me is, like, let's
that
say.
That ending was
that scared me, and I thought about it because I thought a lot about, like, oh, how awesome, it was, like, a twist.
Yeah.
But it. I would hate for the afterlife to be desolate
and like where you're alone like that in some spirit realm. I don't. And, you know, I would not want that at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's like I don't know. I would hope that it's not like that. I hope it's like. So one of my friends that does like stunts and stuff, my friend Kyler.
Yeah.
He was doing the stunt where he had like these fluorescent light bulbs, like the long tubes, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. like duct taped to his back, and when he was doing the stunt where he had him duct taped to his back. He's on a bike and he runs into this rope and falls backwards onto them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the light tubes like impaled him when it happened.
It punctured him?
It like punctured, like something happened where it broke weird. Usually those things break into like a million pieces.
Is it glass too?
Yeah, so it's just a glass like spear.
Yeah. It just goes
through his back into his lung. And like there's a glass like on his heart, all this crazy stuff. Like it messed him up, and he had to go to the he didn't know how bad it was until he went to the hospital. But when they didn't know how bad it was at all. They're like, "Oh, we're gonna do surgery tomorrow. Like you'll be this just sucks. Like your lungs collapse, but you know it'll be fine till tomorrow." Literally like 2 minutes after that, he flatlines, and they bring him back. But he told me. I was like one of the first thing, not like immediately because I didn't want to like freak him out, but I was like, so what happens, you know?
Oh, because he was in that world. He was in the purgatory world.
He was
dead
for like flatliners. He was technically dead for like a little chunk of time.
What did he say? What did he say?
And he said it was just like, this was like upsetting because he was just like, it was, but this may not be like the full on end because he was brought back, but it was just darkness and it was quiet. And it was calm, like it was the calmest like he like ever felt.
And oh, so it was like talk to me.
Yeah, it was like the calm. It was like the calmest he'd ever felt.
But he said it was dark.
Yeah, he said it was just darkness, and it was like the calmest thing ever. Like he never felt like that before.
Would you be okay that? But I mean, for eternity.
That would kind of suck.
Yeah, like, just dark and quiet.
At least like put a movie on or something, dude. Like,
well, no music, no nothing,
something,
huh?
Something, dude.
Yeah, like, I'd be okay if it was dark, but then there's a screen and I could play like a video game or something. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But would you do this? Let's say they're like, okay, well, you could sit in the darkness for eternity, but then this is an option. You could haunt people.
Yeah, I
on
mean,
Earth.
I feel like that would be more fun.
That would be more fun.
Yeah, at least you could go do stuff.
Yeah, you could do stuff, yeah. You could fly around
like,
or something.
Just sitting in the dark, that would be like, dude, like...
But you know what? Maybe that was the introductory thing of... Because usually that happens, then the light appears.
And
then he walks to the light or something. Yeah. Or you ever thought about this? Like, if you walk to the light and then you just get recycled, then you get a memory wipe, and you get put into a different body, and it's just like...
I'm really curious, like, because they're making a sequel.
Wait, on Talk to Me?
Yeah, they got greenlit for a sequel, and I'm wondering, like, what they're going to do. Like, if it's going to follow the same person at all.
Oh, Riley. I would like to see Riley's story.
Or if they will, like, go into some other... Because, like, they could easily go into some other story, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, they're doing another movie, I guess, for that. I think fully greenlit.
Those dudes are, like... That was their first movie, right?
Yeah, that was their first movie. Those dudes are, like...
They're Australian, right?
Yeah, these Australian, like, dude, they were, like, YouTubers at first.
Yeah.
And they started off, like, doing stunts and wrestling.
Yeah, that's
so
what I heard.
That's how I always knew them.
Right. Oh, so you knew them before the movie.
Yeah. That's how I always knew them. I didn't, like, know them. I never actually met them.
Yeah.
But, like, we've, like, you know, commented at each other or whatever online. We follow each other and stuff.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, and then I was like, oh, dude, like, they went to, like, Sundance. Like, their movie is, like, doing well.
It's
like,
doing good,
Then it got picked up by A24, and then they had meetings with, like, every major studio.
Are you a fan of A24?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, dude, they're directing the Street Fighter movie.
Wait, they're directing
a live-action Street Fighter movie.
That's been done before, though.
They're doing, like, a reboot or something. But with, like, their, like, wrestling background and their, like, fighting stuff, I think they're going to, like, have a very interesting take on it.
What if they're, like... What if they wanted to cast... Would you definitely do it if they wanted to cast you?
If I was in something like that?
Yeah.
If I ever had the possibility, I would be so down. Because, like...
But what if they're like, we want you to be Blanca? And, like, the makeup's crazy. Like, it's yellow makeup, and they're putting, like, this prosthetics and spikes on you?
Dude, I would be down for whatever, dude. That's so gnarly.
And they're like, we're going to infuse you with, like, electricity. Yeah. Because you're so gnarly with it. Yeah. would you do it? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So are they? So who? So Ryu's gonna be at Ken Bison.
I'm not sure exactly what the story, like if they're going with like if it's like a full on reboot or if there's like a certain storyline or if they have a script already or if they have to write it.
Did you grow up playing that game?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah, because like, I remember back then. This is before like the consoles.
Yeah, yeah.
That we'd go to Round Table Pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
And you put your quarters on the, and the best guy worked at the pizza place.
When I first started like playing video games, I was given like so there was still arcade stuff like that.
Yeah, this is in the 80s.
I grew up like 91. Okay. Is when I was born. Yeah, yeah. So like there was still arcade stuff going on. But then my first console I was given was an NES, even though that wasn't the current, like, newest.
Yeah.
And then I was given a Super Nintendo, and then
that's
I was,
what's up. Yeah,
and
I then I was that. Given, yeah, I had one too, yeah.
Then I went to PlayStation right after that.
What kind of games did, like, were you into, first-person shooters or role-playing
yeah,
games?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely liked first-person shooters. Like, when I was playing NES, though, and, like, in Super Nintendo, like, I was definitely playing, like, a lot of, like, beat-em-up stuff. Mm-hmm, and just like fighters,
yeah,
like that kind of stuff. I was really like, so I wasn't allowed because I was super Christian. I wasn't allowed to play Mortal Kombat.
Why not?
That was the
oh, because you would rip out their spine. Like
I wasn't allowed to play that. Yeah. But I was like, I would be playing like Clay Fighters and like Clay Fighters was fun though.
Yeah,
but then like,
I gotta write that down. I don't think I've got into.
Dude, you should play Clay Fighters. Yeah? It's pretty fun. Clay Fighters. Also, have you played Turtles in Time?
No. I don't know.
Turtles in Time is...
Teenage Mutant Ninja?
Yes.
Turtles in Time?
Yeah, it's the best. They also had an arcade version of that.
Yeah, I didn't know you were into Teenage Mutant Ninja.
Oh, I love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So, like, Turtles in Time...
I didn't know
Time
that. Yeah.
Was... I've tried to, like, do, like, speed runs of Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, just not as good as I thought I was. When I was a kid, I was like, dude, I'm so good at
this. Yeah.
But people, like, really do that. Like, they'll, like, try to play it, like, so fast.
Yeah. So you didn't get into RPGs, like Fallout
so
later?
So not really.
Are you on Starfield right now? Are you playing Starfield?
No, I'm not.
Because I just went over to my
brother's.
I don't even
have a console right now.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I don't have a console right now, but, like, so...
Dude, he's playing 16 hours a day.
Yeah, I need to get... I was really into Legend of Zelda, though, and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to play the newest one, like, really bad. That one looks
cool. Yeah, that's the, on
the Switch.
The Switch. Yeah, the Switch is cool. But I remember the OG Zelda, Zelda game.
Yeah, that stuff's cool.
Yeah. So what are you playing it? Are you on Warzone? Do you play Warzone at all? Or
no, I don't play, like, any games right now.
You'd be huge on, like
yeah,
Twitch.
Yeah, if I was, like, streaming or something.
Yeah.
That would be really fun. I'm definitely wanting to get, like, some sort of console.
Yeah.
And do that, like, sometime, like, soon. So many people keep telling me that.
Well, then, you should game, or you should
And then, like, the
stream.
Thing is, though, it's, like, really fun. Like, that I miss doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just playing games in general. Like, I also got into, like, PC gaming when I was in middle school.
Okay.
And I was, like, I was playing Halo on
PC. I love Halo. Yeah. Halo was the bomb, yeah.
Like, dude, playing
the first Halo,
Combat Evolved, playing in Blood Gulch, like
all the time. Yeah, that was the bomb. Were you like, what was your high school experience like? Were you kind of an outcast? Or
so when I was in high school, it was more like I had friends that were super popular, but I also had friends that were just like losers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I never really called anyone a loser.
But you got along with everyone.
I sort of got along with everybody. I may also have a different perception of like what I actually was in school.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I had a decent like school.
Did you
like,
date
experience.
Any? Did you date?
Not in school. No, I was like
because I didn't in high school. Yeah. Like because of Christianity.
Yeah,
I would invite girls to like Bible studies. And
yeah,
stuff.
Like, I would.
Like
so,
I would. Yeah, like yeah. all my homies, they would like go out with girls, and I'm like, and I didn't. I was so pure with it that I
Like when I got to like, I was a lot like that up to like probably. I think it was like when I actually got into like, it was probably freshman year is when I started like all
dating
not even date. I didn't date anyone in high school. Like I was.
Were
like
you a virgin up until college?
Pretty much.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I was kind of like self-conscious about that.
Yeah.
Like I went to ASU. My friends from high school, they came to visit me.
Yeah.
And so one of my friends, like that, my childhood friend.
Yeah.
He pulled me into the bathroom. He goes, "So, how you doing with the women, man?" So you hook up, and I lied to him.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything. And I go, "Yeah, I'm doing good, man."
Yeah.
And
he's great.
Like, "Are you sure?" Like. You doing good? And I'm like, because they always, you know what I mean? Like, I was always the late bloomer. I was a little self-conscious about that until it happened. Do you remember the first time you lost your virginity?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it awkward or?
Honestly, it wasn't like that weird. Like, it was like.
Oh, it was, okay.
It was like kind of like. It was just like, it was just kind of like. I don't know. It just felt like...
Uneventful?
Yeah, it was just sort of like...
Cool.
I did it.
Was it like, were you in your head the whole time like, I can't believe this is happening?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I was just like, it was so fun. Like, so I didn't come the first time. Okay. And I was like, I don't think this counts,
but,
dude.
But thanks for your honesty, though.
No, but I didn't, and I was just like, I don't think this even counts, dude.
Mine was the exact opposite. It was like 2 seconds, and I was like, oh.
That's the thing. I've had that happen, like, after that.
Right. Wait. Why do you think that is? Were you, because you're in
I'm
your head
like
about it?
I'm just, like, setting the standards very high for myself, you know?
But
like,
why do you think that is? Because you're in your head about it?
I think it was just because it's all, like, a mental thing.
It is a mental thing. Yeah.
Like, 100%.
So what was the first, like, what was it like the first time you actually, like, ejaculated or whatever?
So the first time, like,
yeah, were you,
I mean, that was awesome. Like, it was still like, okay, this is sad.
Yeah. It's like junior year of college.
Yeah, I'm just like, sick. This is what everyone's been, you know, talking about.
Yeah.
Like, now, like when you like, got... now I need to get better at this.
right. Because there's a skill with that too, right?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Because you know what's weird is like, because, you know, I don't know if it's because being in a Korean household.
Yeah.
Like, my dad never gave me those talks.
Yeah, yeah.
Or no one, I never had a role model
no one
to tell you like how to navigate through that, right? Like,
yeah, and then it's just like, and then like, just like normal sex, it's just like, okay, like. That okay, so I'm not the best at that. And then it's like, okay, so going down and so how do you do that? Like, no one teaches
there's
you
no
that,
YouTube videos.
And it's like, okay, I remember the first time they're like, this isn't. I don't. Like,
You know
what are you doing?
On top of that, even like relationships, like being in a relationship, because it's like no one teaches you that either.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
I don't
can you,
know.
Like, give me some pointers.
Yeah, like
you should know how to do this.
Yeah, like all the stuff that I learned is like what not to do. Like, all
right,
don't play video games for that amount of time.
Yeah,
make sure you wake up at this time.
Yeah,
because my sleep schedule, I'm still struggling. Like,
because
it's, you know, like the way I go about, I still do like man cave, like, you know, single life when it's like I should be. You know, being a lot more, I guess, mindful towards my partner on, like, you know, like, but it's weird. Yeah, I'm trying to, I guess you have to just learn as you go.
It's definitely one of those things.
It's definitely one of those things, so do you remember, when did you start doing your gnarly stuff? Like, how'd you get into all that?
So I started doing that probably, like, well, I got my first video camera when I was 10, and I started, like, not a lot of, like, back then, kids didn't just have video cameras, because this is, like...
Like the VHS ones, or...?
Yeah, it was, like, it was a mini DV camera.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it was
a mini
DV camera.
And, with those mini tapes?
And, like, I had to learn, like, how to use, like, I take a firewire cable and put it into the computer, and then, like, I already, like, taught myself how to, like... Sorry.
No, you're good.
But, yeah, so I had to, like, I'd, like, teach myself a bunch of computer stuff. Like, I had a computer, like, at a very young age, too. Because my mom did a bunch of computer stuff. She would, like, build websites for people and stuff.
Oh, right.
So I had access to computers very young. So I just sort of taught myself how to do everything. And so I would, like, edit my own videos and stuff. Like, I learned that, like, right away.
Right.
Like, very young. And then... I would film, like, little short films and stuff with people, like, when I was a kid. I would, like, try to make, like, like, I the first thing I ever filmed was, like, I filmed, like, this gangster movie, like, the first day I got the camera.
Do you still got that?
No, I don't.
Oh, that'd be dope to bring it back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be so sick. But, like, we did, like, a fake drive-by in front of my house and all this stuff. So sick, dude. Okay. My neighbors were like, what the fuck?
What are you guys filming?
What is going on?
That was your idea?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
And then we did... the next thing I made was, like, a little, like, it was, like, an alien movie and, like, this alien,
you went sci-fi?
Yeah, I went sci-fi for the second. Yeah.
Did you get, like, fake blood and
yeah, we had, like, fake slime? Blood. I tried to do, like, a bullet time thing, like, from The Matrix, like, where we kill the alien.
Yeah, yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
We couldn't do, I didn't do it through special effects. I was doing, like, practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
And I put, like, I made this, like, I took this battery and put, like, this silver electric tape on it and tried to make it look like a bullet.
Yeah.
And I, like, held it on, like, a string and, like, filmed it going up, dude. It was so funny.
That's sick. That's sick. Yeah.
And, like, so we did all, and it just goes, like, directly into the alien's head.
Oh, my goodness. And, yeah. Like, do you have, like, that film?
I don't have any of that
stuff. Oh, imagine if you had to archive that. Yeah,
that would
be
amazing.
Yeah.
But the thing was, we would do that stuff, but then eventually, like, it would always end up being, like, sometimes we would just end up filming, like, my friends and I doing stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, fart stuff?
Like, yeah, like that, or, like, jump, like, say, like, my friend's gonna jump off, like, some random thing in his backyard.
Like, off whatever. A trampoline or something?
Yeah, just, like, stuff like that, or, like, some playset thing that they have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just, like, little stupid things, or, like, we would take all the cushions from the living room and, like, jump off of stuff onto them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That. And then it evolved into, like, when Jackass came out, I was in elementary school, and I was just like, dude, like, my friends are all telling me about it. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I had to, like, sneak and watch it by, like, pressing the channel return and then going back to, like, Nickelodeon or, like, Nick at Night or something, you know?
Nickelodeon!
Yeah, and, like, I was like, yeah, it's like, Zach, what are you doing in here? And
yeah.
They're, like, thinking they're hearing, like, some, like, beeps, like, from people cursing and stuff
yeah.
on TV.
So you were a fan of that
yeah.
even
and
as
like,
a kid.
I liked that as a kid, and I wasn't allowed to watch it. But then we would, you know, so I was influenced by that. And then even though I tell you not to do it at home, we started filming stuff like that.
Oh, because you were inspired by that.
Yeah, we were 100% inspired by that. Yeah. And so I kept filming myself doing that. And then eventually, as like I got into middle school, the things that we were doing started getting gnarlier.
Like it got gnarlier
and
gnarlier.
Yeah, it started getting gnarlier and gnarlier. And by the time I was in like freshman year of high school, it was to the point where I was like, okay, like, we're doing skit. We were making like these DVDs and selling them in school. Where it's
oh,
like
really,
where it was skits and like funny random things, like pranks and like some stunt, some little stunt stuff.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay. One of my friends is like, dude, let's just do all stunt stuff. And I was like, okay, like, you know. And we did, and it got like it was received like well like from everyone. And then we started. Then YouTube becomes the thing.
So you guys got the channel going?
So we start putting stuff online and on Facebook. Not on Facebook. It was MySpace video at the time.
Yeah.
And we're putting stuff on all these different websites and stuff. And then, you know, everything just keeps getting crazier. And then eventually when I'm like in like probably junior year of high school, like all these different like TV shows and like stuff, we're like emailing me like, hey, we saw your clip online.
Oh my!
We want to use your clip. We want to pay you to use your clip in this show. It was like True TV had like there's like, a digital cable channel. They had like shows like Top 20 Dumbest or World's
yeah.
Dumbest Clips. They had all these clip shows like Ridiculousness before Ridiculousness was a thing. And then there was also Tosh.0, and then Ridiculousness like came out, and they're like, oh, we want to use a bunch of your clips. And, like, I was able to take, like, one video and license it to, like, non-exclusively license it to a bunch of different shows.
How much?
Like,
much?
So it just depends. Like, sometimes it'd be, like, $200. Sometimes it would be, like, $500.
For a clip?
Yeah, sometimes it'd be, like, $1,000. It just depends, like, what it was.
Do you show your parents the checks? Like, hey,
dude,
I'm getting
yeah, like,
now.
I was, like... So I wasn't even like old enough to sign contracts, and I was like lying about my age.
Oh my!
And I was just pretending to be like 18,
yeah,
and just signing it like I was born in 1990.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, because why not get paid? Yeah,
yeah, and then like I had a bank account, so that wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
So like I was, but yeah, so I started doing that, and then finally I turned like 18, and then my family's like, oh, like because I started telling them, like, hey, like, this is going to be on TV or whatever. And they're noticing all that. And then it got to the point where I was making like good money from that, like more than I would if I was doing like a part-time job or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it got to the point where I was like, oh, like I can do this, like I can make like some sort of career out of this, because like I knew other people that were doing like similar things, like because there was like other stunt crews, of people that were filming stuff.
Yeah.
And they were making it into like a career pretty much. Like they were able to like some of them had like DVDs and stuff like in Best Buy and like all this different stuff. And like I was like, dude, I wanna do that. So eventually I end up like I start getting in trouble at school a lot.
For pranks?
For like stunt stuff and like they're trying to get me in trouble for filming gnarly stuff like with my friends outside of school. Like things that didn't even actually have to do with school at all, but they're like, this is a school problem because Zach's like getting these people from our school and like having them do dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Like, and then one of the major things was they were like, yeah, he's recruiting people to light themselves on fire, which was kind of true, but not like fully. Cause like we like searched like the safest way to light yourself on fire, which is so funny.
Dang.
And like I did it first.
Yeah.
Before anyone else did.
That's pretty gnarly.
And that was one of my first like really, really viral videos.
Oh,
like,
wow.
And that was like one of the first times I got paid from like a video.
How many views did it
get? I mean, so it was on this website called break.com, which was like, it was like if your video got like a lot of views.
I remember their logo had like a thunderbolt or something on it.
It looked like it was like break, and then it had the thing around it. So break, if your video got enough views, they put it on the homepage, and then they would pay you like an exclusive. They would pay you either $800 to own the video, or $400 to license it.
Yeah,
and then you take the $400 and then you license it to a bunch of other places.
So you learned that hustle.
Yeah. So I did that, like, so that happened, that was the first one that went viral, and then, but yeah, so I was getting in trouble in school because of the fire stuff.
Yeah.
And, because we made this new, like, DVD, and it had the fire thing in it.
Do you do it on campus, or just outside?
No, this is all outside of school,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I was working in the TV, like the school news thing.
Yeah, they had the editing.
And I was
doc.
Like, hey, like, I made this movie, like, all the videos up to this point were, like, skits and
stuff.
And I was like, hey, like, I have this DVD thing. Like, can I put, like, a trailer of it on the news?
Why not?
And they're like, oh, sure. Thinking that it's just all, like, sketches and stuff. And I show it to them, like, just to, like, for him to preview it before they would put it on. And he was like, no, we cannot show this. Like, and it's, like, all these really dangerous things.
Who said that? The principal?
The teacher of that class.
Okay, yeah.
And I end up getting kicked out of that class. And then I also, like, start getting in trouble for the fire stuff. And then I was just like, yeah, I don't like how this is playing out. And I just dropped out.
Like, what year? Like your junior?
My senior year. My senior year, I dropped out. And I got my GED a couple weeks later.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was not going to be going to college.
Yeah. You know? Well, like, you knew that.
Knew, like, sort of exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something in entertainment.
Yeah.
And I knew that, like, yeah, you can go to film school, but, like, that doesn't really mean anything. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, like, connection, like...
It's so, like getting your degree or something.
Yeah, people are like, oh, if you get a degree now, you're not guaranteed a job
Exactly.
Like, if you're like going to be a doctor, like, yeah, you have to go to college. You can't just do that by yourself.
Right.
There's like certain things that you need to go to college for.
Yeah, but then.
And then there's some things that's like, if you're able to do it, like, that's like a skill you just learn, like filming stuff and editing and all that stuff. And in the end of the day, like, yeah, going to school for it is nice, but like, having like real experience doing it is like way more valuable in the end of the day.
Have you done anything with poo?
With like poop in general? Like yeah, I have.
Like are you open to are you like for the future, like
like human poop or just like
Yeah, maybe.
I've done, so I did one where it was like, I'm pretty sure it was someone's poop that one of my friends.
Where you just put it under your nose or something?
No, where there was like all this poop, and we we made this giant slingshot.
Oh, with poop?
With poop in it, and I just stood there, and it hit me in the face.
Oh my! So you definitely have gone.
Okay. So yeah, I've done stuff like that. And one time we made this video
Where and my it hit you dead on.
Yeah, it hit me dead in the face. It took a bunch of tries to get that to work.
Yeah, but
so
then
there was a lot of poop hitting other places, and it was very disgusting.
Yeah.
But
did it get in your eyes? Or?
I've gotten pink eye and stuff, not from that.
Okay,
but like,
okay.
One time we did this thing where we put a bunch, like all my friends like shaved their pubes. And I had a potato gun.
Okay.
And I was trying to do this prank where...
What's a potato gun?
A potato gun, just like, it's like a... You spray, like, hairspray in the back of it, but it's, like, a combustible, like, thing where you take, like, a bunch of PVC pipes.
Yeah.
And you shove a potato down into it, and then you have to have, like, a grill igniter, and you spray all this hairspray in the back.
Yeah. It's, to ignite it?
You tighten the cap, and then it's, like, then you press, and then it shoots. It's like a gun. It's literally, like.
Oh, no.
And it shoots a potato out, but you don't have to put a potato in there. So you could put, like, a rag or something in there. Like, just like a normal, like,
oh,
cloth.
Oh, my goodness.
You put, like, a cloth in there.
Is it like
then...
a pipe? Like a pipe gun type thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I've seen that, like, and where like, they hit it.
This.
Are we even allowed to talk about this?
A potato gun?
Yeah.
Well, we're not telling them how to make it.
Okay, that's fine.
But a potato gun is considered, like, a weapon of mass destruction in California.
Yeah.
But in Indiana, it's not.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, I learned that. Like after I had a potato gun in my car and I got pulled
so
over
is it
here.
Like, yeah. Do the if you got pulled over and the cops saw that, would they know what a potato gun looks like?
Yeah, they would.
Yeah,
and like so that's a potato gun.
Oh,
it looks like a
bazooka.
Yeah, it looks like a bazooka.
Okay, fair enough.
And
okay,
so
you stuck poo in there?
So we've done that too.
Okay.
But if you put so like if you were to instead because if you put a potato in there and shoot it at someone. It will mess them up. Like, it's bad. Like,
can it
also,
break skin?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
And then also, it'll, like, if you shot someone in the stomach with a potato, with an actual potato from a potato gun, it'll probably break their ribs.
Oh, my
goodness.
Like,
it's possible.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but it's very possible.
Yeah.
Just depends, like, but, and also potato guns, when you make them, if you make it wrong, they can explode, and then, like, people have been, like, blinded and stuff.
Yeah,
like, they'll explode They're dangerous.
Yeah,
they're very dangerous. But if you put, like, a cloth or something in the potato gun instead of the potato, it'll just shoot out, like, a cloth, and then whatever... So that's, like, a stopper.
A stopper, yeah.
And then whatever you put in front of it will shoot out instead... And so I was always, like, making, like thinking of weird, like, ways to do things like that. And we put all the pubes, like, in the potato gun.
That's crazy.
And when the idea was when one of my friends was to fall asleep, we were going to put maple syrup all over their face.
And then put...
And then shoot the pubes at them so it would stick
Chewbacca,
on.
Chewbacca. Yeah. The Chewbacca thing. Yeah.
But we would put, like, sunglasses on them first so they'd get in their eyes.
Yeah.
And it just looked cool.
Yeah. Like, so you did that?
Yeah, we did that. Well, I was trying to do that to my friends. My friends did that to me.
Did they get... Did you get mad?
They did it to me because, like, I fell asleep first.
Yeah.
And I was just... I was so pissed. But then... And then the next day, I was like, dude, my eyes are, like, all red.
Oh.
And then, like, they're, like, one of my friends was, like, yeah, we put, like, some, like, butt hair in there. And I was, like, dude, what?
Oh, no.
And I went to the doctor, and I had pink eye in both my eyes.
Because of the pubes and the
butt
hair.
And, like, my grandma thought, like, I was, like, smoking weed and was just high.
Oh, no.
And I was, like, no, I'm not high.
So you had to get antibiotic drops.
Yeah, she, like, wouldn't even take me to the doctor because she didn't believe me.
Yeah.
She's, like, you're just getting high again.
Okay. So, kids, don't mess with the potato gun.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, dude, we already made it. We're on our last 10 minutes here.
Cool.
Is there a potential we could still do the haunted house thing?
Oh, yeah. We should definitely do
Vinny,
that. Yeah.
You, me, Vinny, and Jeremiah.
Yeah, no, I'm totally down.
Because he got some new gear or something, too, for it. So maybe, I don't know, maybe not the Ouija board. We won't bring the Ouija board, but...
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, I want to do something that really scares us.
Yeah, no, I'm totally down for that.
Where we just go to a very haunted place.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then maybe spend the night there.
I went to this one place in Illinois. It was a, like an abandoned insane asylum.
Okay.
It was so scary, dude.
Yeah, so maybe, like, we could do that. And then
we can
EVP
find, like, some place, we can find something around this, like.
Yeah, you could take it out. Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
take it out.
I was just like, oh my God, I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
But we'll find some place, like, that we can go. There's also this, because I want to make, like, a bunch of content, like, out of it.
Yeah.
And, like, there's this one library in LA that's haunted.
Okay.
And we talked, I talked, because I was in a film, like a ghost pilot, like a ghost hunting pilot
thing. Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
We can see about getting that place.
Like renting it out or?
Yeah, yeah. Because we were going to do it anyway. So, like, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And, we would have all night, like, in the library.
Oh, but just us?
Yeah.
Oh,
and whoever's filming us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, that would be scary. Okay.
Dude, that'd be especially sick. In, like, such, like, a place like that where it's, like, we're not even supposed to be here at night.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? Like, would Vinny do it?
Probably, yeah.
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 No, oh, Michael, want me to ask you, are you close to, Matt and Ryan from Superman? She wanted to give them a shout out real quick. Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those guys are dope. They're hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So shout out to them.
Hell yeah.
What was I going to say? Is there anything to plug, too? Like, can we plug your Instagram and
website? Yeah. Check me out on Instagram. Just Zackass on Instagram, ZACKASS. Mm-hmm. I'm on TikTok as Hawg Johnson. HAWG Johnson. Okay. 911.
Any future? What about your stand up spots?
Yeah, so stand up also with Hawg Johnson. You can follow Hawg Johnson on Spotify. I have some parody music on there.
You do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah, check that out. Yeah. I've been making a lot of funny music.
Yeah. You write your own stuff?
Yeah. I do all that stuff. And then I've been making music with this other like funny music group called Bad Circus. We're doing a bunch of stuff on there.
Do they have a YouTube channel?
They have, like, they're on Spotify and, like, all the streaming stuff. And I think there's an Instagram. And then we have, I have another music group that's going to be coming out soon called Sus Boy Crew.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's sort of like, it's like, sort of like Limp Bizkit style stuff.
And then, I don't know, Steve-O, he's about to put out an album, or he's done music too, right?
He talked about it like a rap thing. I've been doing a lot of music stuff, but then I've been doing a lot of stand-up.
Any future shows that
I'm gonna be in Austin, Texas, October 27th.
Okay.
I'm gonna be in Dallas, Fort Worth, November 3rd and 4th. And then,
are you having fun with it?
It's been really fun. Like, I love, like, dude, I love doing it, and like, it's just one of those things, you know. Just you have to do it all the time.
Yeah, right.
Because like, anytime that it's like, I have a huge period where I don't do it, or I'm not hitting open mics, or something.
It's rusty.
I'm just like, I bombed at this brewery the other night, like so bad.
How bad?
It was like jokes that normally people would laugh at, like not even like new. Like, it wasn't even just like I was trying new stuff and no one was laughing. It was like normal stuff, like. I was, like, fumbling my word. It was bad,
dude. Oh, you were sweating?
Yeah, dude, I was sweating. Dude, it was horrible. I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is horrible.
How'd you bounce back from that? Like, so, give them some pointers. Like, if someone's an aspiring comedian.
So, the next, like, literally, like, two nights later, then I did a show at Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood.
Yeah.
And that one was great.
Good.
That went great. But the thing was, usually, if I bomb like that, like, when I first started bombing, because you have to bomb to get better. At least everyone says that.
I bomb.
That's what I've heard. I don't want to say like I've been doing stand-up forever, but because I haven't. Mm-hmm. But bombing now for me, right after I bombed that night, I was like not. Usually I'll beat myself up about it. I'm
you
like,
didn't
dude,
cry or nothing.
No, I didn't cry. Yeah. I have.
Did you feel like crying?
Okay, the third time I bombed really bad.
Yeah,
I cried, dude.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
But
I
not on stage.
Not on stage. I did it outside, like walking to a restaurant. I'm like, dude, this is horrible.
Oh
like,
my.
I was like,
it's a horrible feeling, isn't it?
It's so bad, dude. The second time I bombed was at the Comedy Store. Like,
in the OR? Or the belly room?
I forgot which room. It was like, so the night before, the first time I ever did stand-up was doing, it was the one where you sing songs and stuff.
Yeah. Have you done stand-up on the spot, Jeremiah?
I haven't done that yet.
That
would be fun. Yeah. I did, but I did this, like, it was Josh Adam Meyer's show.
Yeah.
And then I did another, like, he had me come back the next night. I did okay that first night. Yeah. It was like, oh, first time, that's not bad.
Now, when you're doing it, when you're in the first 2 minutes into your bits, right?
Yeah.
Because when I bomb, because I've bombed several times, too. One time in Tempe, too. It was a bit, it was a pretty big show, and I bombed badly.
Yeah,
Because I did a cowboy rap.
Yeah.
But the one on at the improv, it wasn't even just bombing. I could tell. They didn't like me.
Yeah.
They're like, and I could tell, like, nothing I could do.
Yeah.
I was already like, okay.
The crowd's just against you.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's no digging myself nothing. Out of this hole.
Yeah.
And not only that, this other Asian guy in the front.
Yeah.
This older Filipino man, like, he heckled me.
Yeah.
And so he goes, yeah, good luck with that. Or he said something like that. And I didn't acknowledge that. So I'm like, oh no. And then it was like the Twilight Zone where like the whole room was froze. Like, I was in slow motion, like, this is going badly.
Yeah.
But, so do you know when you're when that's happening? Do you know in your mind, oh, this is not going good?
Yeah, definitely I do. And then like, usually I'll try to like fix, like go to the next thing. But it just depends. Like, I'm so new too. It's like, if I get to a point where I'm like doing bad, it's hard for me to get out of it. Because
certain comedians could do.
Sometimes I've gotten out of it, like, but then sometimes it's not the case.
Right.
But yeah, like, after I bombed that brewery, though, I was, like, thinking to myself, I was like, oh, man, like, that was bad, but then I was like, okay,
what's your definition of bombing? Was it just silence, a sea of silence?
That's definitely, I think, is bombing.
Yeah.
Also, if, like, you don't, like, if you only get, like, one laugh, like, you know, like, I don't, like, maybe if you get, like, one laugh, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, there's sometimes where it's, like, okay, like, maybe, like, a couple jokes hit, but then nothing else does.
Yeah.
And that no one's on board, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
right,
so
right.
Maybe, like, my definition of bombing is,
maybe
like, not.
Right.
It's
maybe
not
you're just
as
having
bad.
A bad
like,
set, yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, not. So, I'm also just really hard on myself.
Right,
so.
Right,
but,
right.
But, because also sometimes I've been, like, dude, I bombed, and then someone's, like, that wasn't bomb. Like that
wasn't a bomb.
That wasn't
a
bomb.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually I'll be like freaking out on myself and I'll be like, dude, that sucked. Like maybe I shouldn't do, you know, or something
like
that.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm just like, but this time I was like, okay, just I need to do more open mics. I need to like change this. Like, what can I fix?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I just like sort of just thought about it again. I rewrote a bunch of stuff too.
Yeah.
And I just was like, okay, just keep doing it. Like, it's going to be okay. It's not
a
big deal.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a part of the process too, right?
It's not a huge deal. And then the next show is great.
And you're doing it right now. You're traveling. Are you doing hit festivals now too?
No, not yet.
I could see you doing like a skank fest, you know.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
I'm doing Texas, then I'm doing a bunch of dates in Tulsa, Oklahoma, right before Christmas, and then into New Year's.
Nice.
And then I'm doing Little Rock, Arkansas. And
dude,
like
that
a bunch
should
of
be
random,
a banger. That'll be a banger.
Yeah, I have a bunch of family there right now, so that's going to be...
Oh, they're going to love you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing, like, somewhere near Philly, and then I think in D.C.
There you go.
Like, I have a... It's all, like, one... Like, I sort of set that up where it's not, like, right after each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, this month I'm doing it, this month I'm doing
that.
So, man. It's, like, I have time to promote everything, but...
Yeah, I think you're doing well. I think... Yeah. So, dude... That flew by.
Hell yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We got to do that.
We have to go
do the Honda. We got to do the Honda. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Steve Wiebe Show. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Wiebe if you want to help support the platform. Definitely check out Scissor Bros on Fridays. Those are the uploads are there. Subscribe there. go to Instagram/Kwangu. I'm working on I'm real close to finishing my music project. I'm like a song away. I got to just hurry up and get it done. It's called Puer Eternos. That's like the man child, the Peter Pan syndrome.
Yeah.
I was kind of talking about stuff like that at the beginning. But I produced 99% of the tracks on there. Tune in for that. And definitely follow Zach. Did you want to plug something else?
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a podcast now called Maximum Zach.
Yeah,
go check out my podcast.
Can I be a guest there?
You have to be a guest on it.
Thank you.
100%, dude.
And what's the format like?
Yeah, it's just like I've just been like interviewing people, but then also Jeremiah came on and we just talked about random shit.
Okay.
About nothing. And but yeah, what we just did right now is awesome. But yeah, we should go ghost hunting and then have you on there.
Yeah. What if we just do the Ouija board the whole time?
Yeah, just do the Ouija board the whole podcast. That's another thing. Like, I want to do another series where like I just go ghost hunting in like places that you would normally go ghost hunting.
Yeah.
And just like do stuff like that because that would be really fun.
I
want
to get scared.
So do I.
Yeah. And Halloween's coming up. It's gonna be
gonna
be fun.
It's gonna be sick.
Hey man, it's good seeing you, bro.
That was great, dude. Hell yeah.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tomtandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.